Thank you very much. I'm going to talk to you today about blogs. Does anybody here use blogs in their personal life? Does anyone have personal blogs? A couple people? Great, great. How about in their professional life? How many people have professional blogs? Great, great as well. All right. So, which button do I push? Let's try that one. Okay. So, I'm going to start off, why have a blog? So, I think the most important reason to have a blog is the ability to have two-way communication with the public. So often, in the government, we have this one-way communication. We put out these messages, expect people to read them, and never get any feedback associated with it. With blogs, people can comment on it. So, in a way, it's going to keep us honest. Also, you get your messages out very fast. You don't have to worry about having programming staff, somebody with HTML experience. As long as the message is cleared, these tools are very easy to use, and you get this message out very fast. And like I said, it's easy for content owners to use. So the long road at CDC, how long did it take us? Well, it took us almost 3 years to bring blogs up and running at CDC. Whereas I brought my son's blog up in about 2 hours, it took us 3 years at CDC. But we had a lot of hoops we had to jump through, and that's okay. One of them was convincing the content owners and leadership. So leadership, there was this perceived loss of control of the message. So when we put out a message saying everybody should get vaccinated, we expect that that's kind of the gospel and it's done. But when you do it in a blog format, people can comment on it. People can start changing your message slightly. And people were worried about that. Well, the fact is people are talking about our messages anyway. It doesn't matter if it's blogs or if it's just at the grocery store. People are talking about what we're trying to tell them. So in this way, we can bring it to the forefront, we can see what people are talking about, and we can respond to it as well. Security group. CDC loves their security. So it took us a long time to get through all the hoops with security and with the IT groups as well. Content owners, they wanted to make sure it looked pretty, so it took us a while to get our templates correct. So what I'm going to talk about basic hardware issues that we dealt with, software, security, the institutional policies that we had to generate, and best practices and rules of behavior that we found are very important when moving forward with a blog. Okay, hardware. So for the CDC, we went with a local host, meaning that we host the WordPress software locally at CDC. That allows us to have full control over the servers. I can talk more about kind of records management, things like that towards the end, but we have full control over the servers, and we have a known backup procedure, so we don't have to worry that somebody else is hosting our information. If it goes down, what happens? We own it. But there's also the idea of you can use a remote host. Now, remote hosting, it's a very small price. Most hosting places will host it for $5 a month. So the hosting for external is very, very cheap. So if you're a public health department or a local or state health department, that may be a better solution for you. That being said, check with your security officer. If we asked our security officer to do that, he would be very, very upset. So check with your security officer before you try to do the remote host. But if you do go that route, it's an extremely fast setup. So how does the CDC architecture work? Well, in the DMZ, which is our outside of our official firewall, we actually have two servers. We have a proxy server and an application server. All the information comes in through the proxy server and then gets redirected to the application server. We do that because we block WP admin, which is the admin module for WordPress. So you cannot actually make any changes to WordPress externally. You have to be inside the firewall. So this is a security layer that our security people they wanted us to set up for. Okay. So like I said, it forwards internet traffic and blocks the admin screen. Application server is what actually posts the information up. And then we also have one server behind the firewall, which is our SQL server. So all of our database information is behind the firewall and communicates through the firewall with the application server. So all the actual data itself is behind the firewall and protected. So as you can say, this may be a couple steps farther than you actually have to go for security, but if you're looking for the most secure system, this is the way to do it. So our software platform, like I said, we use WordPress, but we use a special form of WordPress called WordPress MU, which is multi-user license. Now it's an open source software, open on open source stack. It's kind of like a LAMP server, except we use Microsoft as our operating system, and we have Apache, PHP, and MySQL running on it. Now, the great part about WordPress MU is it allows you to have multiple centrally managed blogs. So at CDC, we plan on having starting off with a couple dozen, maybe going many orders of magnitude larger than that. But we're using the MU software. If we have to make a security change, we have to make a template change, we do it in one area, and it's replicated down to all the blocks. We don't have to do it individually. And like because of that, it allows for easier maintenance of multiple blocks. So plugins. What are a quick idea of what plugins are? Plugins are little modules that you can add to WordPress and WordPress MU to quickly add functionality to your blog. Now, the advantages of that is there's a large and active community working on these products. There's a large number of plugins out there. I'll comment on that in a few minutes. You can quickly add functionality without programming experience. So if you don't have a programmer on staff and you really want to add some functionality to your blog, chances are you can go out there and download a free plugin and it'll do what you need it to do, which is very, very handy. And actually, we use some plugins at CDC to increase our security. Now, the cons with that is it can be a slippery slope. So if you open it up saying, we're going to start adding plugins, then you're going to get a lot of user requests for adding plugins. So we're very controlled on the plugins that we add at CDC, just so it doesn't get too out of control. And one of our main reasons for that is every time we add a plugin, we have to go through the security procedures. We have to rescan our servers. We have to go through everything all over again every time we add a plugin. Plugins also go through versioning, just like any other piece of software. So if the version changed, we have to make sure that it's up to date, security is up to date, and go through another security scan. And also, blog admins, if you give administrative rights to your users, they can actually add their own plugins. So don't tell anybody about that. They can actually add their own plugins without coming to us, the server admins. So that's part of your policies and procedures and your standards of practice. Ask your users, don't add plugins. Please come to whoever is administrating the blogs and we'll work with you on that. So what are some useful plugins? And this is not an official recommendation, unfortunately I have to say that. So Akismet is probably our most powerful plugin. This keeps the amount of spam in the comments down to a minimum. It's kind of like with Ticketmaster, where you have to type in a little code to make sure it's not a bot or something like that trying to post code to your blog. So this reduces our amount of spam tremendously. And considering that we have to moderate every comment, this cuts down on the amount of work that we're asking our people to do. Safer cookies. This ties your cookies to your user's machine to increase security. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. LDAP integration, so authentication is handled through LDAP, so we don't have to worry about having the blog admins, don't have to worry about having separate passwords or anything like that. We use SMTP integration. WordPress comes with a PHP mail engine, which we didn't find very robust, so we're actually linking it to an SMTP server. So the mail that the WordPress sends out is through a better system. Like I said, there are 9,345 plugins out there. So if you're looking for functionality, chances are you don't have to code it yourself. You can go to the WordPress website, wordpress.org, and find a plugin that may suit your needs. Security, and I will caveat this, is federal security, so this may be a little stronger than you'd see in a state or local health department. We are FIPS compliant. I don't know how technical I should go with this, but we are FIPS compliant. Skip on down to cookies. OMB mandates that you cannot have persistent cookies on your website. Now, WordPress requires cookies for the admin module, but we only track cookies internally. So we're only tracking federal employees, which they think is okay. So we have cookies internally, but we have no external cookies. So if you go to blogs.cdc.gov, you will not get a cookie put onto your computer. So the WordPress MU is in the DMZ. CD Security Office decided that it was too big of a risk to have an internal inside the firewall, so it is in the DMZ. There are a lot of small security tweaks that you have to work on, but knowing that, we actually developed a secure baseline configuration that I can provide to anyone who needs it. So if you wanted to set this up in your own facility, the secure baseline configuration will give you a very good start, or your IT people a very good start on how to actually set up WordPress, how to secure it for your servers. And we can make that available. Policies. So we've developed a number of policies. Also, we can share some of these as well if you'd like. We have an enterprise blogging policy. How do you manage blogs? How do you make sure that they're up to date so they're not lagging behind? guidelines and best practices, what do you do with comments, things like that. User experience and design specifications. We actually spent many months designing the user experience associated with our WordPress template. The template is what kind of sits on top of WordPress and dictates what your blog actually looks like. So we have the design specifications that we vetted that we can make available. And we also decided to go with a blog request form because we wanted to kind of keep an idea of who has the blogs at CDC and make sure that they're updating them, that they're abiding by the rules, and they're not going outside of CDC policy. So best practices, it's also a very good idea to outline your best practices. Sometimes it's HHS policy that you have to outline these first. So what are you going to do with comments, records management, what are you going to do with records management, training, upgrade maintenance, I'll touch on each one of these individually. So dealing with comments, with HHS guidance, all comments must be reviewed and cleared. So you have to moderate comments on a federal server. So you can't just open this up to anybody. A lot of blogs, you post a comment, it's automatically posted. CDC, you have to, or any other federal HHS agency, when a comment comes through, it goes into a queue, an admin logs in, reads the comment, and then approves it. Now, for comments, a couple of no-nos, no partisan or political views. For my opinion, I think this is for federal employees. Quite frankly, if we have somebody from the public who has somewhat of a partisan view towards the way we're doing business, we're going to publish that comment. So we're not going to try to stifle that. But as a federal employee, you're not supposed to do it. No commercial endorsements, and of course, no racist, offensive, obscene, inflammatory, all the bad things. You can stop a comment for that. You have to keep a record of all comments, both the ones that are posted and the ones that are not posted. Individual commenting in the official capacity. If I'm commenting as a official CDC employee, I have to state that in the comment. We have special tags for official replies. So if somebody puts in a comment that looks like it needs a response, like, you know, vaccines are worthless, I don't see why we waste our time. It will have an SME or a subject matter expert respond to that comment and say this is an official CDC comment saying, actually they're kind of good. So, in general, employees participating in their official capacity in any kind of Web 2.0 site should follow the same rules of behavior that we do with any kind of public meeting, because this is a public venue. Records management, you have to worry about posts, published comments, unpublished comments, like I said, and any responses from federal agencies or federal employees. And the key to records management, just don't delete anything. Just keep everything, and then you'll never have to worry about it. That's what I do. Storage is cheap. So training. WordPress is a very user-friendly program, and blogs in general are designed to be extremely user-friendly. But we also provide basic user training to, you know, kind of ramp people up that are going to be administrating these blogs. So we have basic user training, and also make use of the online tutorials, because all the major blog platforms out there have online tutorials that you can go to and ask questions and, you know, learn things very quickly. Upgrade maintenance, it's like any other software platform, you're going to have to do upgrade maintenance. Being an open source platform, you can get 1 to 3 upgrades per month, which can be pretty time consuming. They're easy to apply, but in federal agencies, you may have to redo your security every time you do an upgrade, which can be a little bit time consuming. Okay. Make sure it's a repeatable process. A little tip, if you can offload stuff to your theme, which is your look and feel, as much as possible, as opposed to actually changing the WordPress code itself, make your life a lot easier. Because if you're changing the WordPress code itself, you're going to have to update it every single time a new upgrade comes out. Okay. So little tips and tricks. Setting up the software is quick. So installation is very easy. But sometimes you have to install everything all over again if there's a major change. So pasting from Word, that can be a very big issue. If you're copying and pasting from Word files, like a lot of people like to do their posts in Word and then copy it into WordPress, there can be formatting issues. If you have any problems, the WordPress forums are very, very good. They have a very lively community, so a lot of things can answer your questions. And one of my developers wanted me to put in, have your developers learn the loop. So the loop is the set of tags that are repeated for every blog post that goes down the page. So learn how the loop works and use it to your advantage. So, like I said, my contact is rswain@cdc.gov. If you have any questions about this, please let me know. I'll be happy to send you our secure baseline configuration or any of our policies. And done, open for questions. Thank you.
Well, this concludes the panel presentations. I would now like to open up the floor for any questions in the audience. And before you ask your question, we ask that you please state your name and your organization and then to whom you're addressing your question to.
Websites out there that help you with the contrast issue. I can't think of it off the top of my head though. But if you do a search, I believe that you'll find some information out there on that.
making the initial efforts not to add those animations that make it very difficult for us to read.
So just as a rule, you're not supposed to use any animation?
It is very difficult to make animation fit under the guidelines, so we prefer that you don't. That way you don't have to be thinking about how can I make it compliant.
Got it.
Yeah, so that would be my recommendation. But by saying not to use animation, I'm not saying make it adult presentation. Under those guidelines, there's so many things you can do to make it an attractive presentation.
Right. You could just increase the number of slides, right?
Yes, there's no slide required.
We'll be able to access it from